First off, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Former College Station School Board member to member of the College Station City Council, now to becoming a member of the Brazos County Commission. Who'd have thunk?
I, this is something that I have thought about for quite some time. I got into it and realized that I had the opportunity to make what I thought would be a significant difference and positive influence for our future, and I am just so grateful for the voters of Precinct 1 for giving me that opportunity.
What was it that you heard as you were knocking on doors and making campaign visits and people coming up to you in the store and so forth?
Well, I think some of the concerns were ones that I was always aware of. A lot of things that I thought were necessary were verified by talking with people, but I think the singular message that I got from people was that we needed to have the cities and the county work together collaboratively and collectively in a better way for our future.
Having this victory in March and not taking office until January, what's going to happen between now and then as you prepare to take that position?
Well, it gives me a long period of time to do what I did before I was elected to council. I went to council meetings for an entire year. This will give me that same opportunity relative to county government and, the old, I'm a Boy Scout, so be prepared is the motto. So that just seems to make sense. So lots of time learning more about what I need to know in order to be effective for all of us.
How much do you hope to accomplish between now and then so the learning curve won't be as steep in January?
I think the main thing that I have that I want to learn more about is the budgeting process. At the county government level is significantly different than what I experienced on school board and what I have experienced on council, because there's a much, much stronger role and significant role that the commissioner's court takes in putting the budget for the county together than having all of the staff help and assistance and all those things vetted for you prior to making a decision on the budget on either school board or on city council. So that is a distinction from what I've done in the past, and I look forward to learning more about that process.
The other dynamic also is that you'll be dealing with other elected leaders on the county level.
Yes. Without question. And, my goal would be is to do whatever we can that's necessary to get the entirety of the elected officials in Brazos County government and staff and those folks all together working as a team, because I think we can find some efficiencies there, and I think those will be important for our effectiveness for all the citizens, as well as efficiencies where we may find that we can operate more efficiently from a fiscal perspective, too.
Going back to your time learning how the school district works and going back to learning on how the city works, do you think those experiences or how much those experiences will help you as you get geared up to represent the county in that precinct?
I believe so. And the interesting thing is in a way, I've almost come full circle, because school boards and school districts have very, very limited authority, particularly with regard to how they are funded, because most of that comes from the state, and how they use those funds. They have no real ordinance authority, but they have to work judiciously and prudently with the funds that they are given by the state of Texas. In city council, in city government, you have ordinance authority. You have a ability to be able to affect your future revenue stream by the type of things that you promote and allow and have take place in the community. But now that we get back to council, when you look at county government, what you see is that There is no ordinance authority, and very, very much of what are the non-negotiables are dictated from the state of Texas by law. So I've almost come kind of full circle as far as that goes.
This is a little bit out of order. Should have asked this earlier, but what did you think about the voter turnout?
I thought it was great. I thought that, you know, if you heard the only radio spots that I did, they were specifically oriented towards the importance of making sure that people exercise their constitutional right of freedom and liberty to determine who is going to be their leadership in government. That's the American way. That's the way it should work. That's the way I want to work for and with the people of Brazos County.
Anything else that I missed you wanted to share with listeners about the campaign and the results?
Other than just my gratitude for having this opportunity and realization that the responsibility that I now have, I don't take lightly, and I just want to make sure that everybody tells me what I need to know in order for us to be, in order for me to be effective for them and for us to be effective all together.
Have I missed anything?
You know, this is the beginning for me, and I really look forward to that opportunity and responsibility.
Be following you for a few more months on the council.
Thank you so much. Got until November to continue to, you know, complete that responsibility that was given to me by the voters of College Station, and I look forward to that and look forward to doing my homework and getting prepared for the next role in local government leadership that they have entrusted me with.